This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Here we are on the Wednesday talk show for this July 29th. I'm Terry Toad, and joining me in studio is Mr. Don Walker, our good friend from Butler and the 55th Butler Homecoming.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, I'm just fine. I just sent the people to go get the fresh fish.
Ooh.
They left, go pick it up. They'll be back around noon or 1 o'clock because our fish lady over there at Hamburg, Illinois, she is just swamped with orders this weekend. So I said, yes, we'll come a day early and pick it up.
She requested that you come early then.
Yeah, she requested because she had so many homecomings this weekend, she's running out of refrigeration space.
That's a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, the river, you know, about 2 weeks ago when I talked to her, they were flooded out of their quarters.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Mother Nature was a little nasty over there.
Yeah, it's been tough on them this year. And so, yep, we'll have that good fish back here today. And we'll
be ready for Friday and Saturday then, won't you?
Yes, sir.
Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st.
Yeah, no? First time ever.
In July.
That it's happened at the end of July.
I was wondering about that. I don't ever remember a situation where that's come up on a Friday like that before. I'm sure it has, but...
Well, back in January, when we have to book sleds and so forth, I called my good buddy Danny Eichhoff. I said, hey, what do you call the first weekend of August this year? So he looked at the map. Well, I'm not sure. Or he looked at the calendar. Well, I'm not sure. I said, well, I'm not sure either. So I called the sled operator. I said, Larry, I said, what do you call in the first weekend of August this year? He said, you will be on August 1st.
Yes.
Because the next weekend I'm booked at T-Town.
Yeah, you don't want to make the people in T-Town mad.
No.
And you want to keep the people in Butler happy as well. So,
how it worked out. And, it's never happened at the end of July.
I guess technically speaking, August 1st and 2nd, Saturday, Sunday, is the first weekend of August. But you kind of tack on Friday night, and that makes it July 31st. So.
Yeah, I think our politicians had something to do with that, you know.
I don't know that they had anything to do. I think it was those Gregorian monks that set up the calendar, Don, more than anything.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you get five Sundays in it, and that makes things different. It does it at the county fair. Sometimes it feels like, oh, my, you're
late. We're a week early or a week later sometimes, and you're not, but it seems that way. So.
It's always after Father's Day, the county fair.
Yeah. So it's the 55th annual Butler Homecoming, and you mentioned the fresh river fish, which is, I guess, if there's two things that Butler Homecoming is known for, it's fish and the truck and tractor pulls and all that sort of stuff, right?
That is for sure, and we've... The helpers have done a wonderful job with the fish fry. That's why, and so many people, I love to hear them say it, I can't believe this is river fish. And I challenge anybody, and I've never had to pay off yet. I got a good friend in Girard that listens. I told him, I said, if this isn't better fish that you can get over to the river, your dinner's free. And he come up to me, and he said, by golly, Walker, you're right. He said, that's good stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, not only you get the fish, but you get all the fixings and everything. It's only $8 for
$8 bucks. We left the same price as we've been for last 3 or 4 years. And you get homemade pies and cakes and all the baked beans and coleslaw and onions and all the other stuff with it. Of course, we don't serve beer.
No.
But and this year with Friday, we're going to probably end up with a late night because we're going to have the garden tractor starting at 7 along back at the big track and then up at the basketball court. You know, this is a bargain. The kids' pedal tractor races. We're the only one in the county that does races. We have four little tractors, all the same model, because I had to make sure of that a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we have the pedal tractor pulls. There's no entry fee. thanks to the sponsors that we have, we give a T-shirt back for the first three of each class. And where can you beat a deal like that, Terry?
Well, and this is something that there is interest in, and there's no place other than Butler to go.
Right.
Around here, so.
Yeah.
It's a good fit.
We got a good track, the basketball court.
Oh, yeah. Multi-purpose facility.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Even last year, I think during rainy weather, some of them braved it and got out there and went ahead and did their thing. And then over on the big track, after the garden tractors of about eight classes, which they did inform me probably be at least 50 tractors there. We're something new this year is the ATV recreational vehicle. And I found out that this particular vehicle has got about three different names, but it's all the same thing. It's called a UTV, it's called an RTV, and it's called a side-by-side.
Okay.
And it's all...
I'll take your word for it.
So,
but that's going to be Friday night as well.
Yeah, that's after the garden tractors. We'll do the ATV, UTV. And now, because of the way that I had it worded on the flyer, the little asterisk and got put in there, and I didn't scrutinize it well enough. And so I've been bugged ever since we quit ATVs. When are you going to have that? When are you going to have that? So we're going to have two classes of ATVs this year, but they will be the same size vehicles as the side-by-sides of 0 to 800 cc and 801 to 1000 cc. And I had to call the sled owners to see if they would allow it, and they're going to charge us $4 for every hook of the ATVs. So how many? He said, how many are you going to have? I said, I don't know. I said, I'll tell you 20. Well, then I called him back. When I called him, said, hey, I got another problem. There's confusion on the ATVs. I said, that could bring the number up to 40. I said, I don't know where it'll go because there's a lot of people interested in it. And so we may have a late night Friday night.
You guys always have a late night somewhere along the way. We're talking with Don Walker about the Butler Homecoming coming up this Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, on Saturday, you will have
In addition, Terry,
yeah,
we had four businesses kick in an extra $400 that's going to go to side-by-sides. They're going to pay a $20 entry fee. They're going to get a 60% return. In addition, there's going to be $400 added to just those two classes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So first place is going to be at least $100 on this side-by-side deal.
Wow. There
yeah.
You go.
I mean,
only
if it
in
wasn't
America,
for,
folks, only in America.
If it wasn't for sponsors,
yeah,
we couldn't pull a show off like this. And those people, they like the T-shirt idea because their names gets mentioned a lot, and I'll tell you what, Terry.
You're in the bright yellow color this year.
We're the bright yellow, yeah. These T-shirts are clear in Northern Illinois and Southern Illinois. They're all over.
I've seen them in Eastern Illinois before. yeah. Butler Homecoming.
Yes, and then Saturday, I think that takes care of her. Oh, then a young man, Hunter Sharp, is going to come over and play music on Friday. I think about 5 to 7 or something like that. Because he wants, years ago, his grandpa, who was an avid ATV puller, they're going to bring out grandpa's old ATV, and they're going to pull it. And plus the sons and the grandson, they're going to be participating. He already told us that.
So where's the music going to be done?
I think he's going to do it up by the community building someplace. Okay. And the other nice thing, we've got some health care centers that came last year, called us, and we got some of them coming back and bringing a busload of people because they enjoyed the fish so much last year, And they're bringing some bus loads again this year. So we appreciate that very much.
Well, you know, it's simplicity. But it works. I mean, it kind of simplifies your life, and that's a good thing. You know, we get all overly complicated sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, let's talk about Saturday.
Okay, Saturday at 11 o'clock, we'll start the tractor pull, and we're going to have about 12 classes of that. Danny Eichhoff is in charge of tractors, and we start at 5,500 and on the antiques and go all the way up to 12,500 pound on tractors with various weight limits. And unfortunately, we are in conflict with a pull clear over north of Effingham, so that's going to hurt our participation a little bit for tractors. So we'll deal with what we get.
It'll be all right.
And then on the...
So you get out of there before 2 o'clock in the morning?
We'll hopefully be done by 4:30 at least, so that the trailers...
But I'm talking about the rain that usually shows up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully don't have to deal with that.
I don't think so. Not this weekend. They're calling for some pretty nice weather this weekend. So.
Well, that'll be great. Yeah. That'd be unusual.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. What? No rain?
No rain. And then at about 6 o'clock, we'll start our truck pull. And, you know, Terry, I know that you know it. This is probably one of the largest truck pulls in Central Illinois. Last year was 113. The year before was 120-something. And the boys, a group of men have gotten, I can't call them boys, group of men and got together.
Can. Sure you can.
I guess because of my age, I can call them boys.
You can call
and
them
they've got some rules together, and they've been sticking to them, and so it has just made things better overall for any homecoming or fair that wants to have these guys. It leaves
you consistency, Don, is what it's about.
Right, and it leaves you out of the host, leaves you out of all the arguments and all the rule making. You know.
Yeah. Let's go to the book. The rule says this. You're over the limit. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they got a way of checking them, which we've never had in my 40 some odd years that I've been involved in this stuff. And then we got a young man, because we had a truck pull meeting last February at Butler. Come from Virginia, Illinois, owns a diesel shop. He's developed some rules for diesels. And Brian Turner runs a shop up there, and he's coming down. In fact, he came to the meeting back in February. You know, that's pretty good distance, Virginia, Illinois. So he's going to be coming down, and I've asked the Brown boys from Raymond, they're pretty good diesel boys, and to help out on policing the diesel trucks this year. Because, you know, they're wild.
How many people do you have volunteering, Don, to pull this thing off? You've got dozens and dozens of people help you out. It's amazing. And the thing of it is, they just expect to help. You don't have to really go ask them, do you?
No. You know, in our little community, don't seem to be enlarging too much.
No, that's true.
So we need it. And, you know, the community building is for the whole Butler Township Village. When that thing was set up, people don't realize any funeral, anybody that died or used to live in Butler Grove, they get that building for free. The Girl Scouts, when they had them, that building is free. The church, when it holds its supper, that's free. So, you know, it's got a purpose.
It's one of the best things that the village of Butler has. I mean, it really serves everybody.
It does.
Yeah.
Shoal Creek, when they had their meetings out over there, that lake association, their meeting was free to them. Yeah, we had to incur expense, you know, Butler Homecoming as such. Plus, we've got a nice playground there for the people, and the people love family reunions there because of the basketball court, the playground equipment, all that.
And some shade.
And some shade. That's right.
That goes a long way this time of year, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's looking nice.
Yes, the boys and the village crew and Rick Lane, they've got her all mowed down, slicked down. It's looking nice right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
This is one of the events that when you're done with this, you take a look at it probably a week later and say, okay, we probably need to tweak a few things. So this is almost a year-round endeavor for you.
Terry, it really is. It really is. I don't mean to complain, but it is definitely more than 3-day event for me.
Well, and the preparation just allows you to run things smoothly. That's the thing. If you try to do this at the last minute, something would be left out. So, and you've had enough experience doing how many years you've been doing this, Don? I mean,
since 71.
There you go. You've been, you know, through the trials and tribulations here, and you kind of know what to look for, and you know that if you work ahead and plan ahead, things work out.
Another thing that came on, Jenny Baker, she sends out postcards. About 200 postcards goes out with a suggested time for you to work. And I didn't realize, you know, that's a lot of postcards. And Jenny does this. And, you know, that takes some time to get that all done. But, you know, it's surprising how well it worked. They used to get on the telephone, 3 or 4 women, and dial, you know, and they complain, Don, I can't get a hold of these people. I can't do it. Mailing this postcard out has been a brilliant idea by Jenny Baker. And she's done it now for, I don't know how many years, several. And now we need a replacement because she said, she wants to retire from that job. So
we got about 2.5-3 minutes left here, Don. Anything we need to touch on before the clock runs out here?
Two-minute drill. I especially want to thank all the sponsors because, Terry, in addition, there is about a $750 added money to the truck pullers this year that businesses want. This amount of money for this particular class. Now, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
For businesses to do that, that it's just terrific.
And you don't have to beg businesses. You walk in and they say, how much you need, Don?
I don't. We ask each year, is there anybody here? Because Cindy Fowler does the computer thing that we list all the classes, all the sponsors. So the announcer, all he's got to do is read all these people, and they come up and say, Don, I want to be a sponsor next year. Terry, I think this year we have 100 sponsors on our T-shirts.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And it is really is probably the biggest truck pull.
I believe it is,
around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody else that could top it. So.
Well, I know our sled, the sled owner that comes, he goes to Muscoota afterwards, and they had 25 trucks at Turpo. And when Larry told him, and this was 2 years ago, we had 125. They about fell over. But he'll tell you, this has been a large truck pulling area for a long time. And, yes, they come. But where else can you go for a mere little donation?
Yeah. It's part of Americana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
My friend, we are out of time.
It's amazing how fast
we could sit here and talk forever about this stuff. It's Friday, Saturday.
Butler Homecoming, number 55.
Thank you very much, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for the Wednesday show. Here on WSMI for the Wednesday Talk Show, I'm Terry Tote.